Gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 451. I am your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is named Wombat.
Actually, I'm not, but that's okay.
For our purposes, I mean, you are.
If you want to get technical, that is not
my
name.
I call you Wombat all the time.
That you do.
I don't think I would ever called you Stuart or Stu or...
No, some people do. Well, most people do, actually.
What, call you Wombat?
No, very few people do that. Only on the internets.
Well, that's... Trust me, as long as they're just calling you Wombat, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
so
golden.
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a lot worse, as we'll talk about later.
Yep.
Shipwreck, how you doing?
Good. Or should I go by Fool Shipwreck? Or Trim Shipwreck?
Do you have a window open right now and you're F5ing Xbox.com?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
You have
right
to
now.
Do it. So Shipwreck is not going to really be listening to the show because he's trying to score the Shipwreck gamer tag.
I mean, I'm fine with my Cobra Commander gamer tag.
Yeah, you're looking good with that.
Yeah, it's not something that has like numbers after it or anything.
No, it's pure.
Yay.
Right.
But,
doesn't have your birthday in it.
Right.
Hey.
Sore Shipwreck?
Would you? Okay, here's a question. And by the way,
is shore leave available?
In case people don't know what we're talking about, Microsoft said that they're releasing a million gamer tags that didn't make the transition from Xbox 360 to Xbox One.
And they also announced they're doing it in the dumbest way possible.
Well, so they're releasing them randomly over 24 hours. What would be a better way for them to do it?
Not to announce that they did it until they had already done it. And people figured it out.
Oh, just never announce it.
Or announce it a week afterwards. Say, oh yeah, and maybe you guys want to go check. Maybe that gamer tag.
Do they still charge you to change?
Yes, they have to.
No, you get one free time if you've never changed it before. You get one free change.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
I did not. I didn't mean.
We're being edumacated right now.
Right. So they won't release the list of names that they have freed up. And it's rolling out over 24 hours so that it is fair to everyone in the entire world.
I feel that you could be helping a lot of these companies, Shipwreck, if they would just check with you before they did something like this.
And guess what? Xbox Live's website is not functioning properly because
everyone's doing what you're doing.
A whole bunch of people is trying to check this stuff.
I feel like if they release Shipwreck, you have a good chance of getting it. I don't know that there's that many people that can be that dedicated to getting Shipwreck.
Oh, got Shipwreck.
Got Shipwreck?
No, I didn't get it. That's just what it's suggesting.
Right, I know. I got. Yeah. That's what I thought. Figured.
Like got milk, but Shipwreck. Right.
I feel like you have a good chance of getting it if they actually release it.
I think you should stick with Cobra Commander because that's still a cool name.
I disagree.
It's so long, though, and in online shooters, all people see is my name coming.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Yeah, you definitely want Shipwreck.
Felt Shipwreck?
Is there any? Oh, so my question was, would you accept any other Shipwreck besides plain old Shipwreck?
No, that's it.
What about Shipwreck where the I is a number one? Is that available?
I'm sure it's not. Let me try.
Let's just do a whole show of us suggesting gamer tags for Shipwreck.
It is not.
It's not. Hey, it was just curious.
Okay, Shipwreck with an I is available.
Okay, Shipwreck.
Wow. This is going to be a great show. I could tell.
what about new Shipwreck? Just off the top of my head.
How about Shipwreck 5277?
Ooh, hard Shipwreck.
There you go.
How about Boy Shipwreck? How about Red Shipwreck?
New Shipwreck is available, Wombat.
Nice.
I would. Wouldn't you accept Red Shipwreck or Ginger Shipwreck?
Red Shipwreck is available. That one came up as I suggested earlier.
See, there's good options, but no, you can't give up Cobra Commander for anything but just plain old Shipwreck.
Right. If I didn't have a great gamer tag to begin with.
Right. It's one. It's got to be one for one. No, except no substitutes.
Right.
Pretty much. So nobody in the show feedback wanted to
Bat Shipwreck.
Nice.
How about Shipwreck Loves Wombat?
I like it.
I don't know if anybody wanted an update on the Metamucil situation, but because we did have a lot of suggestions from the week before, and I did actually follow up with them, and I bought the pills, the Xylem Fiber pills. But I forgot to mention last week that when I went to the Rite Aid to buy the Metamucil and the Metamucil, the biscuits, I was there with Ty and it was nighttime. And of course, you know, have you ever seen what those Metamucil things look like, Wombat? The actual powder? They're pretty big, right? It's like a vat of Metamucil. It's like,
yes, I know the
right,
vat.
You
yes.
can't really hide it. Nope. So I have that in one hand, and then in the other hand, I have the big box of Metamucil biscuits. You know, they matching color scheme and everything. So as we're online, like right in front of us online is one of Ty's classmates and her dad. And literally the only thing that I'm buying is giant vat of Metamucil in my right hand, box of Metamucil biscuits in my left hand. There's no way that I could even orient the Metamucil bottle so that you wouldn't know exactly what it is.
No, it's pretty recognizable.
It's orange and gigantic. So, yeah, and I never met them before. It was the first time meeting the dad, and, you know, so now he knows.
So did you have you run into him again? Did he say anything like, how's them pipes or anything?
I just picture you trying to shake his hand.
Right. Excuse me. Let me just put down all the Metamucil products. Right. The entire shelf of Metamucil products. No. I was,
he's like, have you just tried more vegetables?
And, you know, they have two lines in the store, and I thought I was being clever by going to that line because it would be less people on it. I was showing Ty, like, how smart I was. Let's go back here.
Well, that means he was probably buying something he didn't want you to see either.
No, he was, well, maybe.
Maybe he was buying boner pills.
I don't know. It wasn't the pharmacy line. What would have been worse, condoms or Metamucil?
Metamucil.
Yeah, I know.
Condoms, you know, they imply that you're getting
maybe
lucky.
He was buying an enema.
I didn't look. I was too busy trying to figure out if there was any way I could hide my products from his view. If I could just, you know, angle my body a certain way and hold, you know, maybe hold the vat of Metamucil behind my leg.
If it makes it feel better, I doubt he cares.
Right, I know. But it was, you know, just another awkward experience in my life. Yeah. So I just started taking the pill, so I don't know how well they work exactly. But I went with the Rite Aid brand to save a few bucks. I think that's, yeah. How about some show feedback?
Sure. That's fine. Surfer Boy has to say, listening to the conversation about Overwatch, this is a specific experience. It's not for you. They are focusing on a certain type of gameplay. While they dump on Evolve was very enlightening.
Right. Wombat always picks also, the show feedback that is impossible. It's not English, so there's no way you could actually read it. And
it was the second part that I thought was interesting. Also, some education. I work in product development, and 90% of new products fail. So simply dumping on everything will make you statistically look like a genius. But in reality, the true insight comes from both the hits and the misses.
Right. Wombat's way is much more fun for him.
It's more fun for everyone. Well, that and we, I actually sometimes feel like it's easier to say that something's going to be a hit, at least when we talk about video games. Like, what are we going to do? Call of Duty, I think that one's going to do really well this year. I don't think that makes me look like a genius.
Right, but I get, you know, he's right. Most new products fail, and that's why you see so many sequels in games. You know,
yeah. It makes
a lot of sense.
Yep. And also, I think we both agreed, or all three of us agreed, that we think Overwatch will sell well.
Oh, yeah. It'll sell insanely well.
Yeah. Battleborn is not selling very well.
I saw it was 40 bucks already.
Today.
Think we could all see that coming as well.
We talked about it.
Yeah. So, exactly. So, there you go.
I think they knew that as well, though, going in.
There's a reason every
press release said Borderlands in it like 6 times.
How many times did it mention Overwatch in the press release?
Nuns.
Yeah. I think most people were waiting for Overwatch. Well, the beta, they said...
It doesn't help.
How many people played the beta? Almost 10 million?
Yeah, I don't think that did them any favors.
No, it's brutal.
No, the Overwatch people, 10 million people played that.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, only like yeah. 2 million.
Oh, I thought you meant
only
the
2
other
million
one,
or
the
something
Battleborn.
Played Battleborn.
Yeah, no, people played the Overwatch beta. They said, oh, this is good, and they heard good things about it. They heard what Wombat said, and they ignored him.
Yeah, which is fine. Hey, if you liked it and you want to play it, more power to you. It's your thing, not my thing. That's fine. That goes right into our next comment from Mixer23. I was cracking up over the whole Overwatch thing. First, Cheapy practically begs Wombat and Chip to try it, and then acts all butt hurt when they don't like the game at all. Classic. To everyone acting all upset that they didn't like it, it's perfectly fine. That's the thing about opinions. If we all liked the same things, life would suck. I don't like it. You do. That's fine. Enjoy your thing. I will enjoy my thing. We will both be happy. And
it didn't bother me that you didn't like it. That's not what bothered me. I can accept the fact that you didn't like it, and I knew that you would probably not like it. What bothered me was you wouldn't admit that it was good in any way, basically. Everything about
it. I mean, it's fundamentally sound, but the levels are bland. What do you want?
They're not
from
bland.
Me?
They have that nice music and splash screen while the levels load.
The race to be. You got a race to be.
It's not a race.
I did watch that 8-minute animated short.
Oh, yeah. You asked us to watch that as well.
Dragons.
Uh huh.
Did you like that?
Yeah. It was a better game than the beta.
Well, the beta is the full game.
I know, and that was better.
Shipwreck said he wanted to play that game.
Yeah, because it was more interesting.
Well, that's a different game. Maybe they'll make that game.
I don't think they're making that game.
You know? The thing that I keep hearing from most people about Overwatch is that it's a Blizzard game, and they're going to continue to support it. And they're not buying Overwatch for what there is there now, but for what the promises there are to come. And I'm like, okay.
What does that mean? Like what?
Like
new maps.
You know, Diablo, they've added a lot of content to that game since that game came out, because it's a Blizzard thing to do. That's what they do.
Sure, but don't you have to like the original game to want more of it?
Yes, of course.
I don't know. A lot of people compare it to Team Fortress 2, which is fine.
I didn't really
but
like
wasn't that game? Isn't that free though?
No, it's cheap.
It's not
though.
Free.
It's $15.
It's like
I believe
15. I remember
well,
I had
free.
It in
Team
the
Fortress
orange
might
box.
Be free.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
It was but, that was fine for a while. I know people played that for years and years, and people will play Overwatch for years and years.
Yeah, sure. Definitely, I would say on PC, I just don't see it seeing that kind of lifespan on consoles. That's all. I don't think that's crazy talk.
People are sick of Overwatch. Let's talk about something else.
All right. What do you want to talk about? Have you watched anything over the weekend that would be exciting for us to talk about, bitch?
We rented the Michael Moore, latest Michael Moore documentary, Where to Invade Next, which Shipwreck was, I know, just about to go see that.
I went to see Frozen on Ice instead.
How was that?
It was quite well done.
Yeah,
good
I bet they put
good job,
on a good
Disney.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's... Especially
is your daughter like is Frozen a movie she likes or is it she's not quite there yet?
We've watched it probably 50 times.
Okay, so she's like into it.
Yeah, like really into it. Knows like all the songs. We had on ice tickets, so we were like second row. So all the people were like skating right up to us.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. I suggest going to Frozen on Ice, everybody.
No, thank you. I did Disney on Ice once. I fell asleep.
Really? What did you see?
I don't even... It was just Disney on... It wasn't Frozen on Ice. It was just like
they're
Disney.
All there as well. Like, they come out, like, to... it's like presented by Mickey and Minnie, and they
actually, I think we did it twice.
They come out on the ice, and then they bring all the like Little Mermaid's there, and Belle is there, and or was Belle there? Belle might have not been there, but a whole bunch of characters are there. Woody and Buzz are there, and
Wolverine.
No, not they didn't. They didn't. They haven't folded in the Marvel with the Disney.
He's Canadian, so he's probably a good skater.
Yeah, yeah, that, I think that's part of like it's you have to in order to maintain citizenship.
Mm. The Michael Moore movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what's it about? I'm assuming something liberal.
He basically the joke is that the government hired him to find out which country to invade next, so he travels around to mostly European countries to find out what social programs we can steal from them. Basically, it doesn't really make sense because we're not really invading them, but he brings a flag and pretends like, you know, we're going to be invading them to steal their great ideas.
This sounds less than entertaining.
No, it was very interesting. So for example, he goes to France where he finds out that the school lunches in France, it's more like a dining experience. They have like wait staff and they have like an hour meal, and you know, it's prepared by a chef. It's everything's fresh. It's healthy. It's considered like a class in a way where the kids are learning about, you know, how to eat and have table manners and sharing. It's not just get the food in as quick as possible and move on to the next activity like in the States. So that's one example. Another one was in Norway. They don't send killers to like a maximum security prison like you would see in America. It looks more like a commune where they're living in a house. There's no real guards around. They have a room and a house. You know, it's like a regular house and they can ride bikes around. It's an island, but it's very nice. It's not like our jails. It was really interesting. I would definitely recommend checking it out. Where to Invade Next, it's called.
Okay.
I know you're not going to check it out.
No, I will not.
Not a chance. That's okay.
Mrs. Chibi liked it as well.
Just as much chance as you guys going to see Frozen on Ice.
I would see that.
With who?
I don't know. If somebody had an extra ticket or two and invited me and Ty.
Because I don't, did you like the, have you, I'm assuming you've seen the movie.
Yeah, sure. It's fine. Okay. I didn't have to watch it 1,000 times because I have a son.
No.
I watched like a normal person. I watched it once and I was like, oh, that's some catchy music in there. That was pretty good. And then we moved on.
Sabrina doesn't even like princesses anymore.
It's too much. What else we got here and watch this bitches?
Did you guys watch the Angry Video Game Nerd, or I guess he goes just by James, when he's talking about movies, his manifesto on Ghostbusters that he's not going to review it?
He has the Cinemassacre website where he does his movie thing.
I understand that.
I heard about this, but
I did not watch it.
What's the rationale behind not reviewing it?
That Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters, is a classic. And that what they're doing to this movie by remaking it in name only is distasteful to the legacy of the franchise.
Okay. I'm with him there so far. I'm with him.
So he's not going to review it for basically that
That's
reason.
The reason? That's not a good reason.
I never said it was a good reason. I said that was his reason.
I mean, look, I love RoboCop. I'm sure I love RoboCop just as much as he loves Ghostbusters. And I was very disappointed to hear that they were making a RoboCop reboot. It sounded like a bad idea from the very start. And, you know, it was critically panned and I didn't like it either. I did think it was insulting to the RoboCop franchise, but I would still watch it and talk about it. I don't know what ignoring it does. Necessarily, especially if he wouldn't have to pay to go see it. I assume he's a big time. I'm sure he would get
so who
invited.
Cares about that? I think what wouldn't he get the I don't know, you know, a good review out of it?
Yeah, he could. If
good
it was
content out
if
of
it was
it?
Horrible, he could bitch about it and, you know, at least get that off his chest.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm looking at when I look at the guy who directed the RoboCop remake. Well, he is the executive producer of Narcos on Netflix. People seem to like that. I'm trying to see what the credentials were for the RoboCop.
Oh, it was good. It was Jose Padilla, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's good. He made some really cool movies, but in Brazil. And, you know, this was like his first, I think this was his first Hollywood movie, and you knew he would have no juice at all.
No clout. Yeah. And I think that might be different with the Ghostbusters reboot, remake, new Ghostbusters, whatever you want to call it. You know, as much as, you know, and I don't even know what to say. I haven't seen the movie, so I can't, you know, what can I say?
A guy on our Twitter feed saw it already. Yeah. You saw that or no?
No.
Jonah Falcon?
He saw it already?
Yeah, he said it's horrible. He said the only good parts are the parts in the... He said they're not even good. I think he said the only serviceable parts were the parts in the trailer.
That's too bad. I like Paul Feig. Feig?
He also mentioned that Bill Murray... Sony was going to go after Bill Murray legally if he didn't appear in the movie because he's somehow tied into the franchise.
Yeah.
Remember when Sony had that email leak?
Yep.
Yeah, I looked into it. Yeah, there were emails about from the Sony people talking about how they could go after Bill Murray, but it would be hard because he's a popular actor, you know, and people might react, you know, negatively.
Unfavorably.
Yeah, they're like, how can we do this in a low profile way? It's like, I don't think that's possible in, you know, this day and age.
I mean, again, I'm willing to give it a fair chance. I also gave Batman Superman a fair chance until it came out. So.
Of course. I think it's silly. And I think, you know, at the very least, his fans want to see him talk about it. And even if it's shitty. And look, Angry Video Game Nerd, I know he doesn't do the Angry Video Game Nerd when he talks about movies, but people watch him to hear him dump on things, I'm sure. And if the movie sucks... It would be great for him, I feel. I don't know.
I've never watched any of his movie reviews. Maybe I should watch one.
I haven't either. I assume that he yells at some point.
I probably. There you go. I did like Spy, though. I watched that again the other
day.
That's
funny.
That's a good movie. That movie's so funny. That's a really good movie.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go see Ghostbusters, just watch Spy. That's a really good movie with the same.
I mean, if you really think about it, what are the chances that they can pull off a Ghostbusters reboot? Forget about the fact that it's women. It doesn't matter. Think if it was all guys, just, you know, all new, like, whatever. Any young guys. Hot young guys.
Hot young guys. I mean, then how could it fail?
How could it be good?
The original Ghostbusters didn't have hot young guys.
Right. But
that dorky looking dude.
That's what Hollywood today would do. They want to sell tickets. They're going to get some hot young dudes.
I think they would probably do the same thing they did with the ladies and just do like an SNL oriented cast.
You know, Bill Murray did not want to be.
You get Channing Tatum in that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, sure.
Jonah Hill. Seth Rogen. And
I don't know. I think they might. It also depends on who's producing it and what's the creative team.
Or if
it.
You want to really make some money, you get the Adam Sandler crew.
No, that would be terrible.
Chris Rock.
It would make money. Kevin James.
How about Adam Sandler, David Spade, Rob Schneider?
No,
and Chris
they're
Rock?
Doing. There's an Adam Sandler, David Spade movie coming out at the end of the month. You can watch.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yes, it is, and it looks. God awful.
I'll watch it.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure I will too. I watched The Ridiculous Six, so what can I say about anything? Nothing.
I heard David Spade talking about it on Howard Stern.
Did you watch a documentary now? Did you ever?
Yes, I've seen a few of them.
Watch. That's a funny show. See, I would want those guys to. I could see those guys making a Ghostbusters. Bill Hader and Fred Armisen, maybe even Seth Meyers.
Right. The idea that Bill Murray didn't want to touch us with the 10-foot pole makes me think it's probably not too good.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
I would think it would be tough for even those guys to recreate that, like in their prime.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it's, well, you know,
yeah.
Lightning in a bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they tried even with Ghostbusters 2, and it's not. I mean, Ghostbusters 2 is fine, but it's not.
But it's not.
It's not Ghostbusters.
Right. It's just like RoboCop 2. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same in terms of quality.
Yeah. It's like Iron Man 2.
Okay.
Which is. I enjoy that movie immensely, but I understand why some people don't.
Right. All right. Should we talk about the new releases?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we've been playing some of them. I know, Cheapy, you've been playing Doom on PC.
That's true.
How is that?
It's really great.
Have you been able to get past the first level? I heard it's really difficult.
Should we talk about that first?
About that first, okay. Just to get that out of the way.
Give us the background, Wombat, for those who don't know.
I mean, you may know more than me, but Arthur Geiss, right? That's how you pronounce it, yeah? Mm. You don't know. Mm. Thanks. Thanks for leaving me out to dry.
Arthur
from Polygon. Mm-hmm. He did a live stream of him playing Doom for the first half hour, and apparently he was not very good, and people seem to take that personally for some reason that I don't understand.
The reason is that he's a game reviewer. He's the head.
Yeah, he's the reviews.
Okay.
The chief, the big muckety muck, head muckety muck game reviewer at Polygon. Uh-huh. And if he can't aim a gun in a game properly, how does he know what's good at, you know, what's a good shooting mechanic in a game like this, or what a bad shooting mechanic is? If he's hitting the floor more often than not, or more often than you feel like he should, then is he really the best judge of a game like this? Does that make sense?
I guess, but I don't know.
It's like, wrote a review.
You watched it, right, Wombat? You watched it?
I watched most of it. I kind of flipped around. Okay. I really didn't care to watch a whole half hour.
We notoriously get on you for, and you get on yourself for being bad at shooters.
Yes.
What would you compare yourself to this video?
I watched most of it, and when he was hitting dudes in the face, I was like, that's something I would probably do. But I don't know if I'm as bad as that, but I don't know, because I haven't played Doom. So I could be terrible. It's hard for me to gauge, because again, I am not very good at most games.
Yeah, I think that doesn't take anything away from like being a viable reviewer. Because there's a lot of people that are bad at games. It's just...
Yeah, it doesn't take away from my enjoyment of playing them.
Right, it's just...
Especially in a single player atmosphere.
This was pretty bad.
He gave the game a good score, by the way.
I know. I feel bad because Arthur's a nice guy and everything. Like, I've talked to him in the past.
He got a lot of heat.
Right. And he's getting a lot of heat, and I feel bad about it. Like,
dude, fucking Notch.
Maybe it was just, performance anxiety.
He does this for a living. He streams stuff all the time.
I don't know. So why has he been good in the past?
The funny thing was, I saw him tweet out before he went on and did this. He was like, I don't know if I should live stream Doom because I'm probably not that good at it. But then he did it anyway.
It's going to be tough for him to review first-person shooters going forward, isn't it?
I mean, Notch called him out. Notch and he's got 4 million followers.
Yes, Notch and his 4 million followers and lots of free time.
Right, and $4
billion. $4 billion of loneliness.
That's pretty fucking sad right there. That's the real tragedy. Notch has nothing better to do than to...
That's the story.
Oh my God, that's really bad. I didn't really think of it that way until, like, you know, as we're talking about it right now, but holy shit. I mean, that whole fucking
house. He's like you, but with more money.
I mean, fucking vacuum the one room in that house instead of tweeting that out. Right?
Yeah, take a breather, go outside, eat some candy in your candy store in your house.
Hire somebody to eat some candy for you.
Exactly. Find that guy who washes your testicles for you. Yell at him for a little bit.
Oh, that's so bad. But yeah, I felt bad for Arthur because that's embarrassing.
It is. I felt bad for him too. It didn't seem like as big a deal to me as it did to other people, but maybe that's just because I'm not very good myself.
Well, and you're not a game critic. I'm trying to think of what's a good analogy, Ship, for this that doesn't involve video games? Somebody in a professional environment.
I don't have one. I'm trying to think of one, and I don't have one. It doesn't matter, like, if you're a sports journalist, if you're terrible at sports.
I was going to say, I doubt that, I don't know, Joe Buck probably isn't the best baseball player out there.
He's not the best announcer either, but
but he's still doing the World Series every year.
Unfortunately, but
yeah, that's what came to my head first.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. That's the sports announcer thing was, or the sports journalist was where I went to, but it's not the
most filmmakers. I mean, Roger Ebert made one movie and it is terrible.
Yeah, but that's like if you were going to make a game. It's not like you can't be that bad about watching a movie.
But how was your review of Ghostbusters? Well, halfway through, I spilt my popcorn on the floor, so I tried to pick some of it up.
What if you?
Then I had to go pee, so I missed about 2 minutes. But what I saw was all right.
Yeah, like what if you're a guy who has like narcolepsy or like some sort of bladder problem where you have to go to the bathroom every 30 minutes? Like you shouldn't
be a
movie.
Then you would have a hook. Then you would have a hook for your reviews, and people would know that, though, wouldn't they? Oh, that's the pee guy. He writes interesting reviews. You should read them.
So maybe this could be Arthur's hook. He's the guy who sucks at games, but he's the critic.
Maybe he doesn't suck at games. Maybe it's just first-person shooters.
Or maybe he was just having a bad day.
I think Polygon will put him on another first-person shooter review.
I think that's in their best interest to do it.
Right.
Not only do I think they will, I think they'll put him on another like 30-minute live stream and he'll probably do fine and then it'll be what it is. I don't think you can judge someone's overall video game performance based on 30 minutes of Doom.
He was
poor Arthur. I feel bad.
Yeah, I mean it makes no difference to me that he was bad at it. But he was bad at it.
This is why I'm afraid to stream stuff. No, I'm just afraid to go on YouTube at all. Just like who needs the aggravation?
I don't think that it's to that level though. Like,
no, I'm not.
To
I'm
level
booked.
Where more bullets are like a significantly like 9 out of 10 bullets are just like being fired into walls or floors.
Maybe he plays on PC more often than console because that you know it looks a lot different too. Like when I play Doom, it looks a lot different than when he was playing. Just because. I don't know. It's much faster on PC using a mouse and I don't know. It just looks better.
So let's talk about Doom then.
Sure. Have you played it all or no? Nobody has it but me?
No, I didn't buy it because they put it out the same week as Uncharted.
Right. So, I mean, they basically, this is old school Doom, but with amazing graphics and really cool weapons that you can upgrade. You can upgrade your armor. You know, there's platforming, it's got all the stuff that you would expect from a reimagined Doom game. It's got the speed, it's got great graphics. I don't find it scary, I have to say, at all. But the combat's very satisfying. It's got this mechanic. You've watched the gameplay, so you've seen the mechanic where you stun the guy and then you can finish him off with a melee attack and, you know, rip his arm off and beat him with it or, you know, things along those lines. You get some really cool weapons and you get to choose sort of different upgrade paths on the weapons. So I got this heavy machine gun and you can choose, they give you the choice between a scope or mini missiles. Which would you choose?
Mini missiles.
I mean, that's not even a choice. I was like, wait, what? Scope? I mean,
a machine gun.
Yeah. I mean, it's a machine gun. It's like, why?
So what's the point? Right. Yeah.
And fucking mini missiles. So meanwhile, when you activate the mini missiles, it's a rack of mini missiles that you watch come up out of the machine gun. And it's pretty much the coolest thing ever. They come up like...
And they bust the bunker under the bunker.
They don't do that, but they fly out of the thing. It looks amazing. They stick into the demon and explode. It's pretty awesome. I chose well. I think you can unlock everything, basically, and you switch between both of them, so you don't really have to choose. But I think you're going to wind up leveling one of those more than the other. Because, I mean, scope or mini rockets. I mean, mini missiles.
Scope.
Ugh. Yeah. I was laughing. But
who needs fresh breath that badly?
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying it.
How are the there's boss battles, I've heard. People have not been too hot on those.
I guess I'm not that. I mean, I don't know how far I am in the game. I feel I've been playing for a couple of hours. Did I do a boss battle? Maybe one boss battle? I don't know. I haven't really gotten stuck at all. I mean, I've died, certainly, but I haven't gotten frustrated to the point where I've been frustrated at all, really. So I'm better than Arthur. I can say that. That's at fine. Least.
I just thought about something. It would, like, I would look equally terrible if I went on and, like, stream myself playing a real-time strategy game.
Okay, sure.
Like, I just would be absolutely awful at it.
But you felt confident that you could review it?
No.
Okay, so what are you saying? What's your what are you saying?
I didn't think that far into my analogy.
Well,
I was just trying to think of a.
If you may be that bad at a real-time strategy game, live streaming it for 30 minutes, but that doesn't mean that once you turn the camera off, that you wouldn't be able to learn the game and finish it. And then you could write a review.
If you had to, if it was your job.
Yeah.
I'm not talking so about you, shipwreck. As
so I'm just saying. You know, if he had a bad 30 minutes, but was able to kind of get into the groove and finish the game, and then
well, you're bringing up a different subject now of finishing the game, because they've just had a thing like the week before that where they weren't finishing the game and reviewing.
Oh, Star Fox?
Yeah, by Arthur.
But didn't he not give it a score?
Maybe this is all like controversy for the sake of controversy and page views. They knew, they told Arthur to play really badly to get these people all riled up, because you can like pretty much foresee it coming. It's pretty predictable, you know?
It's possible.
It's possible. You know, these guys are pretty smart over there. They probably know what they're doing. They seem to be doing well, right? Not it's hard to run one of these video game websites like that. You know, a lot of them are going under.
Okay.
Maybe they know what they're doing.
Mm.
Crazy like a fox, Wombat. Shitty at Doom like a fox. You know it, man. All right, that's enough of this discussion. Are we done talking about it? I played the multiplayer beta. I wasn't that impressed with that.
That's not what Doom is about.
And I haven't tried the full version.
Yeah.
But it's great. I want to play
it
all the
time. I'm sure nobody has played the multiplayer of Doom yet.
Yeah, you want to go through the single player. It's pretty sweet. What else we have in new releases?
I've been playing Homefront the Revolution.
Really?
Deep Silver sent over a code for that.
So. What platform?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm surprised you bought that, but you didn't.
correct. I've been playing on PS4.
Okay.
So it's a much different game than the last Homefront, at least from what I remember. The last Homefront was just a, I don't know, pretty much go through a level first-person shooter.
Right.
Whereas this one is the open world, basically Far Cry type of shooter.
Okay.
So it's definitely scratching the itches for all the, here's a map and all of the zones are red. And guess what? You can go turn all these zones blue. And here are all these icons that you can go track down. And you want to make sure you get all this stuff off the map.
Right.
So it's got that going for it. I'm really impressed by the graphics on it. It's CryEngine.
Mm-hmm.
And some of like the facial stuff is really great. And the whole game just like it looks really crisp and everything.
Hmm.
I don't know. Like I've read a few reviews because it's scoring really low. I think it has like it's in the 50s on Metacritic. And I still haven't put my finger on exactly why it's scoring that low.
How's the gunplay feel?
It's pretty good. Like it has this whole like so you start off the game and they give you a pistol, and it like then they give you like some upgrade tokens or whatever that you earn these tokens from capturing different areas or doing little side missions. It's the in game economy. And so you can get attachments, and there's like four different attachments that you can put on the gun, the different scopes and muzzles and I don't know, lasers and all like that type of stuff.
Hmm.
So immediately you get a pistol and you can alter it and make it into like a submachine gun. And so that was like, this isn't the greatest because it's the gun you start the game with, but then it's fairly easy to earn enough money just by like scavenging stuff Like, you know, like in Dead Island where you're just searching through stuff and you pick up, I don't know, little hoses. And,
yeah, crafting shit.
Yeah, crafting. But you don't really craft with it. You just, like, take it back and sell it for money. And then you can use that money to buy new gear for your person or new guns. So, like, right now I have, like, an assault rifle that has, a pretty decent scope and a laser sight on it and everything. And that gets the job done. The traversal's similar to...
So you went with the scope, not the mini missiles.
Right. The guns aren't as cool as do.
Oh, those mini missiles, man. Yeah. I just want to... You know, once I got those mini missiles, I'm like, well, why would I spend my upgrade points on anything else but these mini missiles? These are the fucking greatest thing ever. Oh, and the graphics look really good, too, when those things fly up.
We're listening to Shipwreck talk about his game, Home Something.
Yep.
Home Fries.
What do you want, mini missiles or Home Fries? Come on.
That might be the problem. Maybe that's why it's at a 57. Like, I don't know. It's got the same theme as the last one, like North Korea's taken over America and you're fighting to get Philadelphia back.
Right.
The game is fine. I think it's a solid 7.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So
you've played, how long have you played?
I've played maybe 3 or 4 hours of it.
Okay.
So enough. I know people have said it gets repetitious, but all of these games somewhat do. If you're, there's only so many different types of side missions.
Right. I mean, when a game like this is going to be 20 something hours.
Probably.
Right.
It's got the only vehicles it has that you can use are motorcycles.
Huh.
But it's kind of fun because you basically could just like run over stuff with them and ramp up on top of buildings. Cause there's just ramps everywhere. North Korea must like ramps. I don't know. but I don't know. It's a pretty good game for when I'm switching back and forth between Uncharted and a game where I want to be like controlling something.
You mean when you're not watching a cutscene?
Right. This game does not have very many cutscenes. It does have an issue like where anytime it auto saves, basically the whole game freezes for like 5 seconds.
Interesting.
It's thinking.
Yeah. but yeah, I'm
all right. You said it's fine. Shipwreck says it's fine. There you go. Homefront. It's fine.
It's fine. 7.
Congratulations. All right. What else this week?
Valkyria Chronicles Remastered came out for PS4. I'm guessing that's a better looking version of Valkyria Chronicles. I know there was a steelbook for pre-orders.
Hmm. Wombat's all over that one. I know.
I got 3 of them.
Right, just in case.
You guys played that game, right?
Who?
Some of it?
What?
Nope.
It's a good game.
If you say so.
I believe you.
It is.
I trust you.
Let's see here. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Disney Art Academy for the 3DS.
I saw that. Looks like a Disney Art Academy game.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's it. It's official?
I think so. All
right. Great. Now we can talk about our favorite thing to talk about, Wombat.
I know.
What's that?
It's about, you know, my smooth as a baby's bottom face.
Oh, yes, I love talking about your face.
My face is smooth. And it is smooth today. And I got compliments. Every time I shave, I get complimented.
Is that true? I feel like you're lying.
And I rarely get complimented. Here's a funny story. Last week I had interviews at work, interviewing for a position at my company, not me interviewing for other jobs.
Right, right.
And I decided that since people were coming in to speak to me, that I should also dress up for the interviews.
Sure, yeah, make it more professional looking.
Exactly. The rationale is sound. So I actually went out the weekend before. I got new pants and a new shirts, just a couple of shirts, because I had a couple of days of interviews. And you would think that I was going to work in a bathrobe every day.
Mm.
Because I shaved. Right. I wore nice pants. Every single person I work with asked me what was going on. What's going on? You got something going on today? Like, excuse me? You look really nice. What's going on?
Right. They knew.
They knew. And I was like, I have interviews. Excuse me? I'm like, people coming in to talk to me. So there you go. A clean shave and a nice pair of pants can totally change everyone's perception of you.
That's right, Wombat. So stop compromising on your shave and get started with Harry's at harrys.com. For too long, you've probably paid too much for a good shave, or you've settled for a cheap, crummy razor. Harry's offers a great shave at a fair price, and they make their own high-quality razors and cut out the middleman. So you can't afford to not try Harry's. You know,
I've converted Mrs. Shipwreck.
See?
She has her own Harry's razor now.
Which color did she go with?
She has the navy, the blue one.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't have the goatee anymore?
No, she has a mohawk now.
Right. I'll let her know you said that.
Please do.
No, you should go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off. I saw that there's a limited edition Father's Day shaves. I think it's, oh wait, is it not limited edition? I feel like I saw it said limited edition somewhere. Yeah, limited edition.
It's a Father's Day, limited, it does. It's a, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's only on the front page it says that.
It's really nice.
Right. What is this? So it has like a matte black razor handle, and you can get it engraved.
And that's a cool like blade box it comes with too.
As a stand. Oh, look at that stand. Chrome razor
like that.
Stand.
Oh, that's pretty. That's the thing about these Harry razors. They're very pretty.
Yeah, I like that one. I like matte. I'm a big fan of matte black.
I'm a father.
Yeah, maybe you could get one of those.
Seriously.
I have a feeling you're getting one of those.
Excellent. That's really cool. I'm looking at it right now. Going, yeah, that is really cool.
The stand is cool. I like that concept.
So if I were to use coupon code CADCAST, would I be able to get $5 off on that?
Yes, if it's your first time ordering from harrys.com.
Wow. So $35 for that really awesome set. That's totally
an awesome Father's Day set right there. So yeah, definitely check that out. harrys.com, coupon code CADCAST. Thanks.
Yeah.
So Wombat's news and stuff.
Yeah. Did you see that they're coming out with Batman again?
They did it.
Yay. Arkham Asylum, I mean, for what it's worth, I still think Arkham Asylum was the best of the Batman games.
I've played all of them on PC, so this means nothing to me personally. But
no, but you know, I liked Batman Arkham Asylum.
But sure. They're good.
It's been a long time since I played it. I don't know if I want... it's Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, and it's $40, I believe, is retail.
If you say so. I'm not bothering to look. And I know Shipwreck's just refreshing on Xbox.com.
Huge Shipwreck.
So, and I'm holding my Batman Arkham Knight minifigure while we're talking about this. So I guess, you know... If anyone was to get this, it would probably be me. I don't know if I'm going to get it, at least not right away. But once it hits like a buy it now price, right. I could be swayed.
I see. Shipwreck, how are you going to sleep tonight?
Fine, Shipwreck.
He's not. He's just not going to sleep.
Like, seriously, like, are you going to wake up? I mean, I know Shipwreck has a plan, so you're going to like wake up every hour and check?
No, I'll just check it in the morning.
You check, but you're going to wake up a little early?
Ooh. Teen Shipwreck?
I like
teen
it.
Or team?
Teen.
Teen. That's dangerous. Where are we here?
What about Totally Shipwreck? Is that available?
I don't know. You make me. I'm just going with her suggestions. Let me check, Wombat. Totally Shipwreck has too many characters.
Yeah, you don't want that. Anyway. Have you been playing Uncharted? Have we talked about Uncharted?
I've been playing Uncharted.
You guys talked about it last week. I started playing it last night because I got it yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So I played, I think I'm on chapter 5. I'll say 5.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow, yeah.
Is that a lot? Yeah. I'm sitting in a house. Is that 5 or is that still 4? I don't even know.
It gets a little hazy at that point because you've watched so many cutscenes.
Yeah, I'm in a house.
As a young boy?
No, I'm an adult.
As grandpa?
No.
As a black grandma?
No, I'm not a black grandma.
As a young Chinese princess? I don't know.
No, as an adult Nathan Drake. Oh. Spoiler alert, you play as an adult Nathan
at
Drake.
At some point. Only at some point.
Eventually. So, the prison sequence was really cool. I like that.
Yep.
Everything after that so far has been sort of a drag, but that prison sequence was really cool. So I'm hoping there's more of that.
Yeah. I think I'm on chapter 10.
Okay.
I don't know how far you are, Cheapy.
I'm probably right around where you are.
I've gotten to the second main area, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
I've changed continents.
Oh, yeah. Is that a spoiler to say what continent you go to?
No, what I'm just trying to give you a frame of reference.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the couch arguing if I should take the job.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Should you? Have you made that, that choice
yet? I assume I take the job. Otherwise, the game would just end there.
Right.
It would just be credits.
Just watch TV.
I'm just happy here with you. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, let's see what's on TV. A Sony Pictures production.
It's almost that. It almost is.
Yeah, I almost expect that to happen.
You're not enjoying the stealth portions that much?
I don't use the stealth too much. I did a little bit.
It's pretty forgiving, I gotta say.
It's really forgiving. they give you the high grass to walk around in.
Uh-huh.
And then it doesn't really matter if the guy sees you or not. You can still stealth take down him. And then his buddies don't really care that his friends are just like laying out in the open when they're patrolling. I don't know. I
in their
just
culture,
to shoot.
That's how they take their work breaks.
Right. Just lay down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just decided they gave me an AK-47 for a reason and just shot everybody.
I felt like it was going to be quicker just to stealth kill them.
It's about the same.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. I agree.
I'm better at shooting people than I am at stealth. So I think I might take out the first couple guys with stealth and then just say screw it and shoot everybody.
Hmm. Sure. I'm enjoying the story.
Yeah, the story, the presentation's like top notch. There's no getting around that.
The rest of the game hasn't changed much in all these years. Right? I mean, it's pretty.
There's not a lot there. It's weird. It's a weird game because it's very sectioned off in that. Okay, this is an area you're going to climb for a while. And then this is an area where we've set up a little space for you to either sneak or shoot. Then this next part, you're going to be like escaping.
And then it's story time.
And then there's like a puzzle every once in a while.
Sure.
It just doesn't feel very like, it doesn't feel cohesive to me. Like, it just seems like I just want to keep going. Like I said last week, as long as I'm going forward at all times, this game works. If I like stop and look around, it just breaks it for me.
I hear you. I mean, the story, I like the story and I'm interested to see where the story goes. So, nothing. And you know, the gameplay is fun. I'm not finding any of it like a chore. Like I'm not getting bogged down by the stealth or anything like that. And it's not too hard.
No, it's just nothing spectacular.
Correct.
Like the gameplay part of it.
Correct. I agree.
Which is it? The review scores are so high on this game, and it's just
maybe they really like the story. I mean, if they thought the story was that great, that's I can see them giving.
Yeah, it's
nines.
Just a tricky thing with game reviews, because whether or not you're scoring mechanics, or whether you're scoring story, or whether you're scoring some like overall experience type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I.
Or your own personal experience with the game, which I believe you're not allowed to do.
Well, I think that's what it usually is. And it's just surprising to me that everyone is at that high 90s or the mid 90s range.
Yeah. There's part of me that wants it because the scores are so high. I mean, I want to keep playing it. I'm enjoying it, but I'm very curious to see if I finish the game, if I really agree with those high scores, because I generally, you know, I'm generally not a fan of cutscenes, just generally speaking, sure. In most games. I find most cutscenes to be unnecessary and too long, and I think any story that can't be told playing the game is probably a story not worth telling in a game.
I think this one is worth telling, but you'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some good scenes in there. It almost feels like the set pieces are something taken out of like a Grand Theft Auto game. Like that, the whole jail sequence.
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. It feels like that's the stuff that this game excels at. And maybe that's why people love the Grand Theft Auto games, but there's so much more going on in the Grand Theft Auto game.
Oh yeah. It's a totally different.
Yeah. But it feels like that's the actual gameplay stuff that this does. Right, it's just put you in environments that are interesting, even though what you're doing is not necessarily that interesting. Like the actual playing of it.
Sure, I get it. They're basically cinematic set pieces that the gameplay hasn't changed at all since Uncharted 2, but the quality of the set pieces.
You got a rope now.
Right. You got a really cool rope that detaches itself and goes right back into your bag. While you're flying through the air.
I did the whole prison climbing thing that's early in the game. I did that, and Elliot was sitting next to me while I did that, because, there's no killing.
Yeah, sure.
You're just climbing around. There's nothing inappropriate for children. And he thought it was the coolest thing he'd ever seen in his entire life.
It's really cool. I mean, I thought it was cool while I was doing it.
He's sitting next to me on the couch going, I love this game. I love this game. Of course.
Imagine, 4-year-old you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He'll be 5 in 2 weeks.
So wait, but we didn't talk about the Washington Post review. So
they gave it a 4?
So they don't score their reviews when they publish them in the newspaper, but when they submit them to Metacritic and Metacritic asks them for a score, they supply the score to Metacritic. And they gave a 4. To along with this review, when I read the review, I didn't know that it had a score attached to it. It didn't seem like a 4 to me.
Like somebody kind of scoring what we were just talking about with Uncharted and coming out with a 4 score.
Yeah, like, it doesn't seem right.
Where in reality, I think this is a high quality game. This is a, I don't know,
right
somewhere. Somewhere in the 8.5 range for me at the moment.
It's not a failure of a game. And,
no,
you know,
not by any means.
Right. No one. I mean, it'd be hard for me to see it that way. But
it's not Overwatch.
But this guy obviously thinks it's a failure of a game. And so then people were calling for a petition to Metacritic to take down the score. So
Overwatch, no. That X-Men game, and then Uncharted 4.
And you saw that Troy Baker got involved? He supported the petition to get the review removed from Metacritic, which is pretty silly. I mean, look, the guy didn't like it, but I don't know. It didn't seem like a fair score to me, but petition, maybe a little much.
Does it matter?
Yeah. Does it really matter? Game scored really high.
Everyone's going to get their bonuses.
I know people a couple of people have asked me if I like Tomb Raider. Rise of the Tomb Raider better than
Uncharted. Of course you do.
Of course.
That's your jam right there.
Right. And I've said before too, I think they're different experiences.
They're not competitive.
I asked you that last week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We talked about it last week because I asked you that question point blank.
Those games don't feel anything alike to me when you play them.
No. It's a totally
different. One of these days.
I tried to shoot a deer in Uncharted, it would not let me.
Right. It doesn't feel like it at all.
How are you supposed to make a wallet if you can't kill the deer?
Right. That's part of the reason I don't even bother with the collectibles in Uncharted. Is because
they don't do anything?
They don't do anything.
No.
No, the story, the way the story is delivered in those Tomb Raider games, it's not as big a part of the game as it is in Uncharted.
But how much are you loving that multiplayer?
I would like to tell you that I've played some of it, but I have not.
You never will.
I will try it probably once.
No, you won't.
I feel like I even tried to do it, and maybe I didn't have the update or something. I don't know. I would might try it one. I played the other multiplayer, like in 3, maybe. I don't know. I'd check it out. It's not like the problem is it's not going to look as good as the single player. And then you're going to be like,
Full shipwreck.
How about shipwreck?
How did your date go last night? I got the full shipwreck.
What else we got here? Did you see that I made big news on Polygon the other day because I tweeted about the PlayStation 4 buttons?
You know what, though? I saw the original tweet because it kind of went, you know, all over the place.
It was the guy from Polygon.
I actually thought I was the only person that had that problem until I saw that. It actually made me feel better.
That you couldn't remember which button was the eject and which was the power?
Uh-huh. And that you can't tell just by looking at it?
You can tell.
Well, you can if you have a flashlight.
And you're 6 inches from the machine.
Right.
It's Milky, you know Milky, right? James Milky.
Mm-hmm.
He took a quarter, right?
A dime.
Was it a dime?
Yeah.
And took a really close-up picture of it with the PlayStation 4 to show that it's basically using the same size font as what's on it.
Hey, Sony's not a hardware company. They have no experience making machines for homes. What do you expect?
I had the same problem because my
that was sarcastic.
My machine, I know, we got you. My machine's
listeners
basically
don't.
On the floor. So it means I have to get on the floor to see where the buttons do.
I understand. I had to do that yesterday.
But one of the CAGs offered up a perfect way to remember which is which.
Hmm.
Okay, so you poop out of the bottom, okay? And when you eject the disc, you're basically pooping the disc out of the PlayStation 4, right?
So I push the top button to eject the disc.
No. Pretty good, right? And also, if That's you want good. To remember the other way, the power button is on the top where the light is. The power light strip, you know, on the top of the PlayStation.
The poop one's easier to remember.
Poop one is much easier to remember.
Poop one's
dude, better. I fucking made a living on basically ass because ass is, you know, easy to remember. Poop is good. I'm never going to forget again. I know that. Anyway, they had that whole discussion on Polygon and somehow our tweets were included as news, which is great. I love making news. Nintendo, they're making movies now. What was the movie they're going to be making?
Tetris?
Super Mario Brothers 2.
I think they're investigating.
The Wizard?
They're taking some of that Mariner's money.
Are they going to reboot The Wizard?
Hopefully.
I won't review it because that movie is a classic.
Yeah, so yeah, Nintendo should make movies. Why not? People would watch a Zelda movie. Seems like, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you can have a whole like round of merchandise around the movie. Seems like a good idea. Seems like you should have done this a long time ago. But hey.
It does seem like they should have done it a long time ago.
Why rush things? Make sure that movies are still going to be a thing. You never know. In like 10 years, there may no longer be movies. That's probably what Nintendo's thinking. What is it? What do we got here? What's this EA Access thing for Microsoft?
So, no, I got EA Access. Finally.
Oh, okay. How do you like it?
This is the first show we've done where I've had EA Access. So I thought I would put it on there because Shipwreck's been telling me I need to get it since it launched.
It's good service.
And I've been kind of lazy about it. And I said, you know what? It was my birthday, and I got some birthday money, and I'm like, I'm going to get, instead of one game, I'll go and get EA Access and get a whole bunch of games for a year at least.
Yeah, I mean, I saw actually the same guy who made the tweet about the PlayStation buttons was bagging on EA Access today.
Why?
He was like, oh, the games, you get to play like a couple of games you might be interested in and like 15 sports games.
Well, for some people, that is the games they're interested
in. Well, but you get a lot more than that. You get to play 10 hours of every game they make, the full version of the game. And
and there's a lot of other games on there that aren't sports games at this point. I mean, you can get, I still didn't have Plants vs. Zombies on my Xbox One, the first one.
Yeah.
So that's something I could play with Sabrina. And, you know, I had Peggle already.
You get the early access. You get the 5 days. So you get the 10-hour trial 5 days early for new releases, which is pretty cool.
I got, Battlefield 4. and Battlefield Hardline. I have those installed.
You'll
on
never
my...
play those. You can just uninstall those right now.
I want to play Hardline.
Why?
I want to check that
There's
one
no
out.
Single player.
I
don't know.
No, there is.
Yes, there is.
Oh, there
that's
is?
The,
oh,
that's
but
a stealth one. That's the one where you're arresting people.
Oh, it's... yeah.
Is it terrible?
It's not terrible. It's weird.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I did get, because it comes with, you know, you get premium now with that too, or whatever it is, the platinum experience with both those Great. Games. Yeah, I opened up like 95 packs.
I like shipwrecks.
I don't know what these do, but I got a whole lot of them.
Right, I can spend like 20 minutes opening up fake cards.
Uh-huh, that was fun.
I like shipwreck's prediction for E3, that EA is going to have Star Wars Battlefront.
That's Wombat.
That was not.
Oh, that was Wombat's
that was
prediction?
My prediction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, jerk. Sorry, dude.
Way to be a jerk.
Shipwreck usually
oh,
has
all
the
good. Oh, this is a
good
idea. It must be Shipwreck.
pretty much. That would be like a real crowd getter, attention getter.
Yeah. The question is, would they announce that at the Microsoft conference or at the EA conference? Or both?
Microsoft conference.
Yeah, that's right? The Microsoft one. Yeah.
Because in case you were wondering if it's been a success for EA, for at least for EA to do mm-hmm. this, here are some stats on EA Access that came out this week. So these are new stats. They play 2.5 more games.
These are subscribers. EA Access subscribers.
Subscribers, yeah. They play 4 times longer. And here's the kicker. They spend 3 times more than non-subscribers on EA games.
I get it. It's a good scheme.
It's a good scheme.
It works for everybody.
It's this weird kind of win-win-win situation. It's a win for Xbox because they have people investing money in something that's only on their console.
Right.
It's a win for EA because people are spending money on it, like a lot of money on it, not just in subscriptions. And it's a win for the gamer because it's a good service and you have games just sitting there on your... Yeah, I had to upgrade my hard drive this week, but I had to do that regardless of EA Access. So I added a 4 terabyte external hard drive.
You know who hates EA Access?
Who?
Shipwreck knows.
I do?
Game journalist. because people get to play the full game 5 days before it comes out. It's usually there's an embargo in place on EA games.
Right.
And so people like play the full game before the review comes out. And
well, it sucks for them.
Yeah.
It's a good service. I don't know. I recommend it. I'm surprised that no one else has ripped it off yet. It seems like something that would be perfect for like Ubisoft.
Right. So imagine now if all the publishers start doing this, how would journalists feel about that? That all the games, if you just pay a subscription service, people can have access to these games before
they
can get the reviews.
But how
out?
Interesting would it be instead of spending whatever you spend a year on video games, that you're just spending, say, $90 once a year and you're getting EA, Ubisoft, and Activision?
Well, these trials, you mean? These...
Well, no,
service.
And whatever full games you haven't picked up yet that
yeah,
are
yeah. I
five
mean, yeah,
months,
this,
6 months behind.
I think it would be cool. I like EA Access. I use it.
Yeah, I mean, I downloaded Madden 16 because I want to play the new Madden. I haven't played that.
And how's your hockey coming along, Shipwreck? You good yet?
I haven't played the hockey.
Are you ready to play me?
I'll play you.
Yeah, I'll play you in hockey.
That would be embarrassing. That we should live stream that. And if I could lose to you guys, it would be really embarrassing.
Can we play all three of us
at back
once?
And I
yes.
It was a close game.
I know. That's why I'm worried.
Can me and Shipwreck be on the same team against
yes,
you?
Yes, no. but it would be harder for you.
Right.
I could play with Ty on my team.
I could be the goalie.
No, that would not help. That would be very bad. What else we got here? That was the EA Access. Let's go to the CAG bag. At Younger Wombat asks, Shipwreck, what was the last amiibo that you bought? And will you be buying any newly announced color variant ones?
Sorry, I'm looking at my shelves now to figure out what the last one.
Oh, I thought you were just hitting F5.
I did that too.
Typing in names.
Is amiibo Shipwreck available?
Is amiibo a bad word on it's taken uh-huh. Amiibo Shipwreck is taken
weird
what it can't be
you might not be able to use amiibo on gamer tags. I'm not sure. I think it's one of the Animal Crossing ones was the last ones that I got. I don't know. I don't have all of the Animal Crossing amiibo. I kind of lost interest in every Animal Crossing character.
That's fair.
But I saw some of the recolored ones. I guess there was some, I don't know, recolored Splatoon ones that I don't have interest in. I don't know. Give me the core Mario characters that you haven't given me yet.
Who's left? Birdo?
Birdo, sure.
Shy Guy?
I would buy a Birdo. I would buy a Shy Guy.
A Ghost? A Boo? Boo?
Yeah.
Bill?
Any of these characters are ripe.
Should I name more people so people know that I know those characters?
You can. But, I'd rather you start naming Pokemon.
Pikachu, Squirtle, Bulbasaur.
They don't have those two.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know they have a Pikachu.
Yeah. I Charizard. Think they have gone down the wrong path. They went down the Animal Crossing path really hard. I think that was the wrong direction to go.
Because they have a lot of characters to choose from.
Yeah. I'm looking at my shelves now and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
King Koopa.
7. I have 7 Animal Crossing characters, I think.
Right. Hopefully they're not making 2 million of those each like they did with Hulk.
Right.
Poor Hulk.
Yeah.
They're definitely all available if you go to a store.
I guess you could really fuck yourself over if you make too many of those, huh?
It's pretty much, I think, how manufacturing works, right?
It's not rocket science. You don't want to make too many. That's money down the tubes.
Yeah, another area where Skylander succeeds. Because they make ones that are hard to find.
Mm. Bat Monkey writes in and asks, is everyone over Fallout 4? Can or will the new DLC draw the CADcast back in? Wombat, are you still playing?
Well, not currently playing, no. And I actually am behind on one of the DLCs because they released two of them. But I will say this, they haven't released the big one yet. And TV seasons, at least all the shows that I watch, end either this week or next week.
Right.
So after next week, I'll have nothing to watch on TV anymore. So who knows? Maybe I'll clear up some backlog and get in back into the Fallout 4 frame of mind. Mm. We'll see what happens.
I wish I bought that on PC.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there. Maybe.
What'd you buy it on?
I have it on PS4. But I got the socks and all that. You know, I had to buy it. You know, to get that special.
Mine's on the Xbox Uno, because that's where I have way too much hard drive space.
My socks are in the garbage.
Really? Why?
I got holes in them.
So you just keep them as a collector's item.
Socks with holes in them?
You should eBay those.
It's gross.
It's better than that art piece you won in an auction.
It was for charity.
Look, it's brown squares. I put them on my wall.
It's exactly what I'm going to do. I got to frame it first. I got to put something there. The walls are all scratched up and shit. Got to hide all that. Need a lot of paintings.
Yes.
All right, I think that's it. It's time to go to sleep. I did like 3 hours worth of gardening today. What do you think of that? I have no idea what I'm doing either. I just bought...
And it was your neighbor's yard.
No, it was mine. I knew. I think it's mine. We have the survey guys coming at some point. But yeah, I'm hedge. I'm trimming a U. Do you know what that is? It's like
a sheep.
No, it's a big fucking tree bush thing that nobody's touched in 50 years. I think.
Why are you doing it?
I don't. I want to get into it. I don't know. It seems kind of fun.
Okay.
It would be fun if, like, when you cut the stuff off the tree, it just disappeared magically and you didn't have to put it into a bag.
Well, I did that for like one season. I did all the gardening myself. I mowed the lawn and all the trimming. Uh-huh. And actually, I will be perfectly honest, I actually enjoyed it a lot. The only reason why I stopped doing it is it just became too much of a time constraint.
It takes a lot of time.
It takes a lot of time. And it was on a Saturday. And, you know, now that we have two kids that have activities, it just doesn't make, you know, it's not practical.
Right. You don't want to start waking up early to fucking cut
branches. It wouldn't even matter.
Right. You can't.
So, yeah, I totally get it. And if I had the time, I would actually probably still be doing it. I didn't even have a gas-powered lawnmower. I had like one you just pushed.
Right. Yep.
I still have it. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if the people who lived here before actually cut this thing once in a while, I'd be a lot better off. Instead, this thing is like all twisted, you know, it's like growing in on itself. So, but it's kind of fun. I'm trying to make it look like a Japanese looking tree. But, you know, like I said, I have no idea what I'm doing. So I'm winging it.
Good luck. Good luck, Edward Scissorhands.
It's
going
to take me like a week of doing it. Probably. It's a lot to do. But yeah, there it is. So yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and of course at Video Game Deals for all that hot video game deal action from Thorbon, who's getting very fired up for E3, I think. He's coming with us. He's got more appointments than us, right, Chip?
That is correct.
Are you on that?
No, I am on
what's it. What's the appointment situation? They're not really...
There's not a lot scheduled yet.
There's not a lot going on.
Not yet. Soon. Very soon.
I want to see, I don't know, something. I want to see Wombat go to bed as soon as possible. Are you still there, Wombat?
I'm here.
Just checking. All right. Uninformed Opinions, new Wombat's other podcast.
Yeah, we did a new episode this week.
What is it?
Civil War. We talked about because we hadn't had a chance to yet.
All right. So, yeah, of course, go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST. Check out that Father's Day limited edition mother. I mean, that's a bad mamma jamma right there. I mean, I think I'm going to get that from my dad. Oh, no, he doesn't use. He uses an electric razor.
For right now, he does.
He's too old. He's not changing. He's like 70-something. You know?
It's
not changing. But I want that thing. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Red's done.